How's the audio? How's the sound? Good? Rolling? Check? Speed? Hi guys, it's me, Allie Makovsky, your super hot, sexy, funny, talented host of my podcast, Resting Bitch, with guess who? Me, Allie Makovsky. Yeah, I look like trash today. I just figured if Billie Eilish can wear extra, extra, extra large clothes and get away with it, then I thought I'd give it a try. So this is my attempt to just look like absolute shit and see if I'm still okay. It's really crazy that she can just do that. I mean, granted, she does have a beautiful voice and she is wearing like Gucci trash bags, but I mean, I fuck with it. That's kind of the ultimate test of how talented or hot you are, is how crazy you can dress and still get away with it. She's almost, you know what? This is why I fuck with Billie Eilish, because she's like, watch me be absolutely no one's type and still make you all want me. That's the type of bitch I am. I'm trying, it's almost like, sometimes I like when I get my, when my acne comes in, because I'm like, who still fucks with me? I like to see if my hair's a little bit greasy, you know, if things just aren't in my favor, and people are still like, man, you're so beautiful. I'm like, okay. But at the same time, I'm also like, damn, you're desperate. I don't know. It's hard. It's complicated. Life's complicated. I recently discovered that I'm a conspiracy theorist. My favorite conspiracy is that I am JonBenet Ramsey. That's a new one I'm getting into. My parents won't talk about it, but I'm pretty sure. No, you know what? I actually I did find out I'm Madeleine McCann, the missing girl from Portugal. I mean, I don't think that's as common of a reference, but for the people who know, I think you guys would really enjoy that. Yeah, I can't go to Portugal because I think that they'll stop me and be like, are you Maddie? We've been looking for you for years. There's so many interesting... I mean, ooh, do you think the Maddie McCann and Epstein ties together? I just came up with a conspiracy. Jeffrey Epstein took Maddie McCann from Portugal for his horny perv island. And that's a fact. Yeah. I'm kind of into conspiracies now. I don't know if I'm into conspiracies or if I'm just now realizing how unintelligent I am. I feel like people should only be watching this podcast because I'm too cute. You can't just listen to me. I do little peace signs during the podcast that don't really make sense or add up, but it is kind of fun to do. Back when I had a MySpace, I threw up peace signs all the time, even though I was angry as hell. That's kind of like the more often you throw peace signs, the more sad you are. That's what my MySpace was, me just covering the pain with peace signs. But I think that's only an American thing because Japanese people throw up the peace sign all the time, but they seem genuinely happy. But they also have a place where you can kill yourself in the woods without shame. So, you know, maybe this holds up anywhere you go. The peace sign really backfires. There should be a depression sign. I think that's the... Well, I don't know, man. Life's complicated. I watched the beginning part of this. You know shit's gonna get real because this ain't even on Netflix. Not even on Amazon Prime. That's where all the ratchet shows and movies go to. I started rewatching Rock of Love on Amazon. Amazon is Hey, we'll take anything. Amazon's like a fancy YouTube. But I was watching this thing on YouTube. It's called like Chymatica, I want to say. It got me all up in my feelings. It's like, it was just talking about how, I mean, I can't, how do I even explain this? It just, it's all, it's really out there. You know, it's talking about the world and life and all of the living organisms are all different, like, versions of other living organisms. So our bodies are pretty much like mini worlds. So, like, we're all part of each other and everything. And, yeah, I don't know. It's like if you don't want to do acid or mushrooms, but you want to get the same effect, just watch that on YouTube. First jewel rip of the day, baby. Oh, guess what? I'm going to New York. When this episode comes out, I will be flying to New York and I'm doing shows that I set up for myself. I'm just doing like guest spots on bar shows and a couple guest spots on some club shows, but it's gonna be litty. I went to New York for the first time like 3 years ago, and I try to go back like once or twice a year just to stay fresh, stay in the scene, get to see my friends that I've made over the years, and, you know, let them know that I'm still out here in these streets. So yeah, I'm gonna be doing that, which will be fun. Good times. And I found out that I am going to Denver with Papa Joe Rogan. So I'm flying out to New York, doing two nights of shows, flying to Denver, doing two nights of shows, flying back to New York and finishing my trip strong. I'm going to stay with my buddy Diego Lopez, who I've talked about on this podcast. And then I'm going to stay with my cousin the second half of the trip, I think. I don't know. We'll see. We shall see. I'm so excited to fly. I really love going to the airport and just taking off. It's a good time. When I was flying to, I think, the Bay Area or Portland or something, I was sat next to this guy who was, like, so excited to be flying. And that's how I am, but I keep it inside. And he was just letting it all out, and I kind of admired him for that. It was a bit much. It was a lot, but he was just portraying how I was feeling on the inside. What did I want to talk about? Oh, I started taking iron pills because your girl is on the verge of being anemic. I forget if I talked about this last week. Last week kind of felt like a blur. So I did. God damn it. But I didn't talk about this last week. Iron pills change the, I don't know how to say this and not be disgusting, but it does change your bowel movements. A bit. It was shocking at first. I thought I was dying. And then I remembered I was taking iron pills. Because, yeah. I don't need to get into detail. I mean, I already told you on last week's episode that I do still eat my boogers, which was very brave of me to admit. And I don't think I'm getting enough respect for publicly sharing that information. But, yeah. Iron pills, from what I've heard from other people, definitely not my own experience, but what it says on the packaging is that it could potentially change your poop into more of a chalky texture and it will wipe gray, but that's just what I've heard. I definitely have normal bowel movements that aren't alarming and shocking. And I almost thought I was getting sick this week, so I went to urgent care, my favorite place on the earth. Some people like Disneyland, My place, urgent care. I'd get a fast pass to urgent care if I could. I love urgent care. I don't know why. I think because I have good insurance, so it doesn't cost me anything. And I feel like I'm taking care of myself. Like, I feel like I'm being an adult. Even though I go in and I'm like, my tummy hurts. I don't feel good. Can you guys help me? I love that shit. So, hopped into urgent care. They gave me a prescription for a nasal spray. And I think I'm addicted. Peace sign. If you're only listening to the podcast, peace sign. I think I'm addicted to nasal spray. It says to only take it twice a day, but you know your girl's doing it 3 to 4 times. I'm getting reckless. You never heard of anyone overdosing from a nasal spray. Until me. I might not make it back from New York. My sinuses might be clear as fuck. It did work, though. I feel good. I still got a little bit of, like, some drip, but that could just be, like, the side effects of nasal spray too frequently. A little post-nasal drip. I used to do cocaine back in the day. I'm not bragging about it. I'm not proud of it, but I did do some blowy. Back in high school, I was lost, okay? And after high school. And where was I going with this? I think I just wanted to mention that. Yeah, I would just, like, you know, drip. But now I got the healthy drip, the nasal drip, nasal spray drip. But yeah, it does kind of trigger me. Not really. But I'm like, yeah, I guess it doesn't really. What am I talking about? What did I do this week? Let me check the calendar, because I feel like some shit got spicy. Oh, I went to San Diego and did Madhouse, and, you know, I wasn't expecting it to be a good show, and to be honest, it wasn't really that great. But it did build. Like, throughout the show, it got better and better. More people showed up as it went on. I ran into this dude who I hadn't seen in, like, 10 months, who I met. He booked me on a show 10 months ago in San Diego, and that's when I first met him, was at the show he booked me on. And he was so sweet, and he was, like, going through a really rough time when I met him. And then he just, like, dropped in and said, "What's up?" In San Diego. And he was, like, in such a good headspace, and it made me so happy. I don't know why I'm bringing that up, but it was just, like, a very sweet personal moment. Where I was like, in 10 months, look at how much someone can change and how different things can be. You know, whether it's good or bad, you know, you could be doing real good right now, and in 10 months, you might be bankrupt, living in a gutter. So, I mean, it doesn't always work out good, but in this particular case, it made me realize, like, you know, how far I had come in 10 months from seeing this dude, and how far he had come in 10 months, which was, like, really, really, really sweet. It made me so happy. See, I did that show. Shout out. Okay. Quick shout out. Okay. I did the Madhouse, and then after the show, this dude came up to me and was like, "Hey, Allie, I have something for you." He didn't say it like that. I don't know why I'm making him sound weirder. His name's Adam, I think. I want to make sure, because I don't want to fuck it up, because that would be really rude. His name, so I just know him from his name on Instagram. Yep, okay, got it right. Damn right, bitch. Shout out to Adam. He brought me a poster of a graphic he made of me. I've posted it, but it's me. You're not going to be able to see it, but whatever, fuck it. Just Another iPhone on Instagram. That's his name on Instagram, Just Another iPhone. He made this poster, and it's me holding a microphone, and then it says Resting Bitch, Ally McCoskey, and it's so cool. And he brought me a printed copy, one for me to sign for him, and then just one for me. That was the first time I've ever gotten something after a show. I felt like such a... I've been feeling like a real-ass comic out in these streets lately. Like, you know, I'm like, you know, on that next little step on the staircase. Getting gifts and shit. Feeling like royalty up in San Diego. I still need to figure out how to do my signature because I got a whack-ass last name that's not really good for signing. So, gotta figure that out. I've been scribbling a lot on blank pieces of paper. Yeah, that was really sweet. And then you want to... Okay, so here's another crazy thing. So I do that show in San Diego. And, you know, it was lit. And then... I did the next night. The next night, my friend booked me on, like, this backyard show on the east side. And... You know, it's like a newer backyard show, so it doesn't really have too much heat right now. There were only six people in the audience. Six regular people just watching the show in the audience. I went up second. And it's a very intimate, you know, setting. So I just asked these people. There were like two people sitting in front. I'm like, yo, what's up? How'd you guys hear about this show? And they were like, oh, we saw it on your Instagram. And I was like, what? And then I asked the four people behind them. I was like, how did you guys hear about the show? And they're like, yeah, we wanted to come see you. So shout out to those six people. I did bail right after my set pretty much, so I didn't get a chance to say hi. I'm not being a diva. I just had to... I finished someone's shift at the Comedy Store, so kind of had to bail out, make that shmoney. Yeah. It is funny, like... You know, doing an arena over the weekend, like the last Friday and Saturday, and then doing a backyard show for six people. It's tight, to be honest. I like it. Because it's all important. It's all good. It's all good stuff. All of it helps me. But yeah, it was wild that people had, like, come out to see me. And then the next day, I got a commercial audition for Walmart, and I was like, I'm gonna have to pass. Like, how are you gonna have a commercial for Walmart that doesn't have like a shooting scene in it? I can't be the face of Walmart right now. It's not a good look. I was like, no, I'm good. You know how I can't do that. I don't need to be in a Walmart commercial. My mom brags about having never gone to Walmart, like as if that makes her like bougie or something. I'm like, you're still paying off a mortgage. You can't brag about not having ever been to a Walmart. It's like her personality. She's like, I've never been to Walmart. It's like, okay. Okay. And then, okay, I got to get into this because I got a lot of questions about this. I got a lot of people asking me about this. My sister is engaged. Congrats to Brittany. She's engaged and it was her fiance, aka my soon-to-be brother-in-law. It was his birthday. So... He rented a boat. Nothing like crazy fancy. We just were on like this nice little sailboat for his birthday. And I didn't put on any sunscreen. So I'm like still kind of burnt. But okay, here's the full situation. This is a bit TMI, but you know what? Fuck it. I've already told you so much about me. I was on my period, okay? And I didn't know what the bathroom situation on this boat would be like. I didn't know if we were going to be on a yacht or a dinghy. So I didn't bring swim trunks because I just wanted to be, I wanted to be protected down there. I didn't want no shark attacks happening. So, and I didn't think all my sister's friends are like these cute little petite ladies, these dainty girls, dainty babies who don't jump in water, especially open ocean. You know, they all come on the boat with their hair curled and their makeup on. So I'm like, no one's even going to be in the water anyways. So I'm going to wear some thick-ass granny panties. I'm going to wear a tampon and a pad, double protection. I'm like a double-stuffed Oreo down there. Just in case, I don't know what the bathroom situation is going to be like, so I got to be prepared. And then I wore jeans. And then my sister's fiance jumps in the water. My sister's best friend's husband jumps in the water. And they're having a grand ass time. And the water looks real good because little do I know, I'm getting sunburnt as fuck. My body is overheating externally and internally. So no one has an extra pair of swim trunks, obviously. No one's planning for little Allie to, you know, not be prepared. Although everyone should. I think I'm prepared. I'm never prepared. Everyone should just be prepared for me. Anyway, no one has trunks for me or bathing suit bottoms. So I'm like, fuck it. Let's go in my jeans. Full pants. And I also, you know, it's also pretty funny. Just the image of someone jumping in the ocean in pants and jeans ripped to denim. So I did it. And to be honest, I looked pretty good doing it. And obviously you guys thought so too, because the video got a lot of views and shares and saves, you pervs. You know, it shows me how many people save a video, and I know you're not saving it because you think it's funny. I know you're saving it because my ass looked good in them jeans when I was diving in. So, yeah, I mean, it all worked out. I wouldn't have posted the video if I was in my bathing suit. That would have been too sexy. Yeah, so I jumped into my pants and it was pretty freeing. The boat did end up having a bathroom on it, so yeah, I changed after and just wore my big old granny panties on the boat with my sister and her friends. It's weird because I'm like, you know, the baby, so everyone like, I'm like tight with all of her friends, but I am like all of their baby sister's sister. I don't know. We had a good time, and then yeah, I'm super sunburnt. It hurts. It hurts so bad. And it's not really gonna be a tan. That just doesn't happen for me. So that was kind of my weekend in review. What else did I do? Did I do anything else exciting? I did two podcasts in one day. I'm on a podcast streak. Yeah, and then I just worked a bunch, and I can't wait. It's coming up. I'm not going to be working soon, I think. I hope. Working is exhausting. I just want to marry a rich man. Or a woman. Or just be rich and be alone. That's honestly the best scenario. Just be alone and rich. And then pay people to hang out with me. I feel like that's who I'm going to be. I'm going to be that person who, like, is very successful but also very lonely. And then just has to, like, pay for people to hang out with me. Aww. Okay. I guess I'll take some of your questions and comments now. Let's see what happens. Okay. Let me just check my notifications real quick. Oh yeah, if you're listening to this podcast or watching, you should probably just rate and review it on iTunes, because why not? I think it helps. I don't know how, but I see everyone else doing that, so. Okay. Let's see. Do you want to tour or do more acting and or writing stuff? I want to keep going on the road. I really enjoy it. It's fun to do long sets and meet people everywhere. And I think it helps with my writing. And it's just fun. It's like nice to do the comedy shit. I'd like to try and do some acting stuff. Like, because that would be, it would just be interesting and fun, and it would help me on the road have more people come out and, like, know who I am. But comedy comes first. Go to Billie Eilish song. I really like the one where she's like, here's my Billie Eilish impression. If teardrops could be bottled, there'd be swimming pools filled by models. You just have to not say any words, but just breathe. Breathe in a beautiful way. Talk about high school experiences or something. Or something. Okay. I babysat for one of my... Did I talk about this already? I babysat for one of my high school teachers. He was pretty hot. I did talk about this before. I don't know. I used to eat lunch in the bathroom in high school by choice. I wasn't bullied. Actually, I was bullied. But not like severe. It was like pretty low grade bullying. I had like two... No. I had a couple traumatic high school experiences that did shape who I am as a person. But I chose to sit in the bathroom. I had friends and stuff, but I was just like, fuck these people. I'm cooler than them. I'm going to eat in the bathroom because that's where cool people eat. It was pretty sad. Thoughts on straight guys that are bi curious. Live your goddamn life. Own it. Embrace it. I don't know. No thoughts, really. The end. Best high school memories. I won a pie eating competition the day I got my braces off. So that was pretty good. I was nominated. Okay. I had braces on for 6 goddamn motherfucking years of my life. It was my fault. They told me to wear a retainer. I didn't wear a retainer. They told me to wear headgear. I didn't wear headgear. They told me to do stuff that I just didn't want to do. And my orthodontist had a really nice office, so I kind of liked going. And they all were, like, really nice to me. So, yeah, I it was like a second home. It was nice to... I felt like I was seen at Dr. Chang's office. They knew who I was, and I felt accepted wholeheartedly there. I was also giving them a lot of money, you know? So, have fun in Hawaii. He would do, like... business trips to, like, a lot of trips to Hawaii, and I feel responsible. Send me postcards and shit from Hawaii. I'm like, bitch, I know. I'm the reason you're there. I'm your main source of income, Dr. Chang. But anyway, I had braces for 6 years. I look pretty good with braces, not gonna lie. Because I got some pretty decently big, good-sized, healthy teeth, so the braces kind of made them... You know, they fit. They weren't overcrowding. And senior year of high school, we're nominating people for Homecoming Queen. And, you know, if everyone's voting for people, it only takes like 6 people to vote for one person to get nominated. So during like 4th period or something, I was in I don't know if I should be saying these people's names or not. I don't know if that's like an invasion of privacy that they didn't ask for. I'll just say Mr. C. He's so hot. You have no idea. The hottest teacher at my high school. He was the basketball coach. He was young. He had a nice jawline, but not too sharp. He was just like a cool dude, Mr. C. I was in his class, and that was, you know, the period they were like, okay, you need to submit who you're nominated for Homecoming King and Queen. And I made a joke. A joke, aka not a joke. I was like, what if, you guys like nominated me for Homecoming Queen? That would be so funny. That would be hilarious, right? And then my whole class nominated me, so I ended up becoming like a candidate for Homecoming Princess. And this was like when my life was falling apart in high school, because I was making a lot of mistakes. I just got out of a relationship. I was drinking a lot, hooking up with sketchy-ass people. It was not a good time in my life. So I'm like, how funny would it be if y'all nominated me for Homecoming Princess? And then I got nominated. And then I didn't have a fucking date to Homecoming. Did I? Okay, I think I might be getting the story wrong, but I don't know if this... Yeah, no, okay. I'm getting the story right. So I get nominated. I don't win. Surprise. They vote for this girl, Elle or something. I forget what her name is, but she was like a Christian saint. She was like always nice. She was pretty. She like did everything. She was like the Taylor Swift song of our high school. That type of girl, you know? And, where am I going with this? Oh, so there's an assembly for Homecoming. So it's like the football players all do their little thing. The cheerleaders do their thing. Like all of the people do their thing. And then all of the Homecoming nominees walk around the assembly line. And I don't know if I want to give the sad version of the story or not, because it can be very depressing. I don't know. I might skip it. Maybe I'll make it like not as sad. No, there's no way I can do that. It's very sad. I'll just skip the sad stuff. I'm going to, at some point, I'll make like a Patreon or something, and I'll only give you sad stories for money. Because it's not fun. No one wants to be like bummed on their drive to work or on their lunch break listening to this podcast. Anyway, so we walk around, you know, all the Homecoming nominees, and then like the next day we do like fun stuff at lunch, or it might have even been the same day. Whatever, it doesn't really matter the timeline. The point is, before this assembly, I made sure I got my braces off that day, that morning. So they tore my braces off. I got these big old chompers. I don't know what to do with them. My teeth feel all slimy. I don't know how to smile, because my face is all fucked up. And then we did a pie eating competition. I have fresh new teeth. And I just went for it. And then I lost. And Mr. C, for the homecoming dance, I didn't have a date. So he wrote on his whiteboard in class, anyone who's over 6'1", because I'm 5'8", so in heels for the dance, I'd be, you know, much taller. So anyone over 6'1", doesn't have to be super good looking, but fun to hang out with. Allie Makovsky needs a date for homecoming. And then my boy Connor Burley stepped up to the plate. He was my homecoming date. And yeah, that was a pretty cool moment. You know, the whole community got involved. Truly, truly. I did look so ugly. You have no idea. I'm going to have to send you a picture to post for this, because my home, I looked rough. I looked like a, like some sort of ghost. I looked like a goat, like a, I don't even know. I was wearing this like glittery gown and my makeup was way, I was doing white face. It was offensive. I looked so pale that it was offensive, even though I'm 100% like white. I was still like, the amount of makeup was offensive. Psyched to see you in NYC this week. Have you ever performed here before? Yep. I have, and I'm excited to go back. I hope whatever shows you go to are fun. You never really know. I mean, I just like booked a bunch of shows. I hope that they're good. You know, some are going to be... I blew Juul smoke into this microphone and I still see it, which is kind of concerning. Yeah. Okay, it's fine. Just was like smoking. You know, I booked a bunch of shows. I know that some of them will be better than others. Hopefully they're all pretty good and you have a good time. I don't know. We'll see. Do you read books? And if so, hey, also, if you come to see me perform, say what's up to me. Okay? Don't be shy. Unless you're like a creep, then just, you know, enjoy me from afar. We don't need a hug or anything. You can just DM me later and be like, I really liked your set. Do you read books? And if so, which ones are your favorites? You know, I don't read as often as I'd like to. I am still in the process of reading The Four Agreements, which I've been enjoying thus far. And then I'm reading something like some book about our country. I haven't started, but I'm bringing it on my flight with me, so we'll see. I always bring books on the flight just to, like, look like I know how to read. Which ones are your favorite? Favorite books? Man, I don't even know if I have one. Is that sad? Is that embarrassing? Kind of. I'll become more learned as I get older, maybe. Who would you rather have play live to you during sex, Reggie Watts or Adam Sandler? I think Adam Sandler, just his like noise, his noises would be fun. Just wow, I'm getting plowed. Queefs, always embarrassing, never hot, never hot. It's always a nightmare, always a nightmare. That's all I have to say about that. It's like your coochie's beatboxing. When I was in elementary school and stuff, and I like accidentally let out a toot in class, I would pretend to like start beatboxing or something. You know, I'd just like start making sound effects to act like I didn't just fart. You can't do that with a queef. You can't just start pretending to beatbox during sex. Maybe I take it back. Maybe I'd rather have Reggie Watts. That way, in case a queef pops out, I can be like, no, it was Reggie Watts on the keys or something. Do you like cars? And if so, what are your fave ones? My first car was a Jeep Grand Cherokee and I miss it so much. I want to get a truck, like an old truck. And right now I have a Subaru and I really like Subarus and I think they're great cars. I don't like fancy cars or anything. I'm just, you know, I just want a nice little car that'll get me around. Last words before being dead. Any ideas, plans, or hopes? Here's my last words before I die. Follow me on Instagram. Those are going to be my last words. No, my last words are going to be like, comment, and subscribe. Ever done psychedelics? No. I don't know if I will, but I definitely want to at some point when I'm ready. I don't think I'll do them like regularly because I think that kind of like ruins the point. I don't know. But I think maybe every once in a while. I don't know. I've never done any psychedelics. I definitely don't think I'll ever do acid. Who knows? But I want to try mushrooms at some point. What is working at the Comedy Store like? Do people do that before they're paid regulars? Yeah, a lot of people do that. Working at the Comedy Store is cool. It's fun. I like it. I probably won't do it for very long. But it's just like a cool way to be a part of the Comedy Store history. There's so many like legendary people who have worked there. And yeah, it's just a cool thing to be a part of. I've been going there since I was like 18 or 19. So it's, you know, a unique experience. And you have to like, you have to showcase for the booker. So, you know, you can't just apply and then get a job. You have to be funny. You know, some people slid in and, you know, who might not be that funny, but for the most part, they only hire funny people. So that's why Monday nights at the Comedy Store are really entertaining, because Monday nights start out with the first 15 comics being people who signed up to do the open mic. Like 200 people sign up, only 15 get picked. So the first 15 comics are people who are randomly picked to perform. And then after that, until like 10, 10:30, is all of the employees and sometimes like former employees. So you get to see like the range of comics who are just kind of like, you know, trying to make it. And then after that, it's all the paid regulars. So those are the people who the booker has deemed worthy of regular spots there. That'll be me soon. So topic, obsessed with me dance. Yeah, so I've been doing the TikTok dance. Why you so obsessed with me, boy, I wanna know. It's just so easy to do and it's so fun and I can't stop. So, you know, love me or hate me, it's still an obsession, bitch. Why is there a mango Jewel pod flavor? Good question. Mango's the worst. Do you own bathing suit bottoms? I do, but I prefer jeans. I prefer jeans. I like a heavy bathing suit pant. Yes. Anthony, I've been shouting you out on a lot of podcasts lately. Yeah. Yep, I shouted you out on another podcast I did. And that's about it. How much time did I do? No, that's okay. 43 minutes. Once again, not one of the best podcasts I've done, but you know, if you're listening, it's because you want to know what's going on with me, and that's about it. I just started, okay, I guess I'll end with this. I just started seeing someone, not serious, just hooking up, casual, fun, and it's always a nightmare. You know what I realized? I always go, I don't want to be in a relationship. I just want to like hook up with someone. But it's never just like stopping by for a dick appointment and then bailing. There's always levels, you know? There's baggage. There's hanging out before and after. Lines get blurred. I don't know, you know. It's never just hooking up. There's always more to it, you know? Ugh. Life is a nightmare. Life is a nightmare. I don't know what I'm doing, you know? I don't know why I brought that up at the very end and then didn't really have much else to say. That was kind of it. Yeah, because there's not really much I could talk about on that at this point. It's new. It's weird hooking up with someone. Ugh, why am I talking about this? It's weird hooking up with someone new because there's... It's good. It's good, but it's also like, what am I doing? Do I need to do this? I'm not gonna fucking come. I'm just filling the holes that Taco Bell can't fill. I've talked about that before, but it's true. It's good. We have some mutual friends, so that makes it a little bit weird. I don't think anyone really knows right now. So then it's kind of like that secretive thing that's kind of fun, but also a little bit stressful. But here's the thing. If you're going to hook up with people just for funsies and keep it cash, which is what I'm doing, you have to just be honest, you know? But it's you know what? I'm going to go into this. The reason I hesitated is because I'm like nervous that if I decide I want to hook up with someone else or, you know, go back to old hookups and maybe they listen to this or something, that's going to be weird. But here's the thing. Dudes do that all the time and they don't worry about it. They hook up. I'm not saying all dudes, but for the most part, guys get to just plow whoever they want and it's fun and they don't worry about it until they need to. But I personally feel like I have to just concentrate on one dick, one average dick at a time. And like, you know, whatever. I'm having fun. Leave me alone. Okay? That's my message. I'm having fun. Leave me alone. Yeah, I don't know what the point is I'm trying to get across. But like, I don't know. What if I want to bone someone in New York? Do I have to feel guilty about that? Do I have to feel shameful about that? No. But do I? Probably. Do I feel like I have a little secret? Like I have a little dirty secret? Yes. But I'm young. I got to make these, you know, they're probably not even mistakes. I don't know, man. Shit is weird. Yeah, I guess that's it. Man, what a weird way to end this fucking episode. I just wanna fly. Put your arms around me, baby. Put your arms around me, baby. I'm getting fucked tonight. No, I'm not. I'm gonna go to bed early after my shows at the Improv. And I'm going to go to the airport tomorrow morning. Yeah, I guess that's it for this episode. What a weird fucking turn it took. That's fine. Whatever. Thanks for listening or watching or whatever. I have new dates posted, New York dates. So if you're in the New York area, come through. I'm not going to hook up with you, but maybe I will because I just fuck everyone. God, I'm a mess. Shout out depression. I'm not depressed, but I'm not depressed. And yeah, go to my website, comment or like review the podcast. What else? Follow the podcast Instagram, Resting Bee Pod. And that's about it. Thanks. Bye. Kiss my booty.